The turbolift stopped, and the door shot up. Sar stepped out into the building's main entrance hall. To the right, 100 meters away, was sunlight. Between here and that exit were innumerable cross corridors, doors into offices, bustling politicians, ambling protocol droids. Sar set off at a rapid walk in the direction of the exit. Dorvan struggled to keep up with him.
Jedi Sar, let me speak frankly. Tensions between the Jedi Order and the government are damaging both. It behooves us to go out of our way to find common ground, to calm things down before something sparks a tragedy, before our differences become irreconcilable. If the heads of both groups cannot find this common ground, perhaps lower ranks can. Yes?
Yes.
Sar sounded not in the least interested. And it was then, finally, that Dorvan realized what he was seeing, what he was hearing. The realization was almost like being hit by a stun beam, though in this case, it was a wash of fear rather than energy. If he was right in his guess, he was in more danger at this minute than he had been in years. But he had to know. He thought back over recent events, over the odd behavior of other Jedi, and finally he said,
"You're probably wondering what I've done with the real Wyn Dorvan."
If Dorvan was wrong, if Sar's behavior had some more innocuous explanation, Dorvan could explain the comment away as a figure of speech. Sar stopped and spun to face Dorvan. Suddenly, his lightsaber unlit was in his right hand. His eyes were wide, not with fear, but with the awareness of a man ready to enter combat, taking in as much visual data as he could. Dorvan stopped too, uneasily aware that a single wrong move might lead to his death. He felt as if a heavy weight were resting on his chest. It was difficult to breathe.
"Jedi Sar, I'm unarmed."
Sar seemed to disappear. Dorvan blinked and realized that Sar was still before him, now a dozen meters away and running at such speed that he appeared to blur as he headed for the exit. There was a shriek as the Jedi brushed past an aide carrying a precariously balanced stack of data cards. The cards went flying in an arc, clattering to the stone floor of the hallway.
Dorvan grabbed his comlink. "Lockdown! Lockdown!"
Those words, broadcast by his comlink, triggered an instant and automated response in the building's security system. The sunlight ahead suddenly narrowed as blast doors began a rapid close and seal. A low, bone-rattling alarm tone began cycling. The blur that was Jedi Sar suddenly became even harder to focus on as he raced to the exit, diving through the closing doors when there was less than a meter's gap between them. Dorvan cursed.
"Dorvan, this is Captain Brace in security. What is..."
"Jedi male, Chev, leaving main entrance, dark robes, is a mad Jedi. Repeat, mad Jedi. Bring all resources to bear to track him. Do not confront him unless you have the resources necessary to take down a Jedi Knight."
"Understood."